This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Voting underway in CPNEML's 10th General Convention for the new leadership. Nepali Congress revises voting and vote counting schedule for the 14th General Convention. And World Health Organization warns of COVID-19's new variant Omicron's high infection risk. Now the news in detail. Elections are being held for electing chairman, secretariat members and central committee members in the 10th General Convention of CPNEML in Sauraha, Chitwan. The elections began 4 a.m. today, according to our Chitwan correspondent. Elections began this morning after Chairman K.P. Sharma Oli and Chairman Candidate Party Vice Chair Bhim Rao cast their votes. Meanwhile, leaders Ishwar Pokhrel and Sankar Pokhrel were elected unopposed. Senior Vice Chairman and General Secretary of CPNUML yesterday. Similarly, leaders Pradeep Kumar Gewali, Prithibi Subbagurung and Bisnu Rimal were also nominated as Deputy General Secretaries unopposed. The Nepali Congress has decided to postpone the party's province convention for 2 days. Nepali Congress spokesperson Bishwa Prakash Sharma informed that a meeting of the top leaders of the party held at Balwata decided to postpone the province conventions. The party spokesperson said the province conventions scheduled for 2nd and 3rd of December have been rescheduled for the 4th and 5th of December. Likewise, the schedule for voting in the General Convention has been rescheduled for the 12th of December and the schedule of vote counting has been revised for the 13th of December. Speaker of the House of Representatives, Agni Prasad Sapkota, has said the non-aligned movement is still relevant as the threat for world peace, interference in the internal affairs and inequality remain in the world. Addressing the Inter-Parliamentary Union's 143rd Assembly in Madrid of Spain, Speaker Sapkota stressed on the need for keeping up with the principles of the United Nations Charter. The speaker underscored the importance of non-aligned movement for the protection of sovereignty and regional integrity of any countries in the world. The government has stepped up alertness over the detection of new Omicron variant of COVID-19. Joint spokesperson of the Ministry of Health and Population, Dr. Samir Kumar Adhikari, said the government had intensified caution to avoid the possible spread of the new variant. He accepted that there was high possibility of the Omicron variant being transmitted in Nepal. He said all preparations were made for preventing its spread in the country. Dr. Adhikari further said, help desk at border areas with neighbouring India and at the Trivandrum International Airport have increased their vigil. And people visiting Nepal through countries reporting the variant have to stay in compulsory 10-day quarantine. A total of 259 new cases of COVID-19 were reported in Nepal yesterday. The Ministry of Health and Population confirmed the number of infections while testing 9,888 samples. Likewise, 264 people recovered from the COVID-19 infection yesterday itself. Meanwhile, one person died of the COVID infection yesterday, taking the corona-related death toll to 11,524 in the country so far. A meeting of the Nepal-India Coordination Committee that concluded in Pithoragarh of India yesterday discussed the containment of untoward incidences of cross-border crimes. District Administration Office Baithari Information Officer Khagendra Bharati said the meeting agreed to take measures against all sorts of criminal activities likely to take place on the Nepal-India local administrative border points. Controlling possible cases of cross-border human trafficking and drug smuggling, restoration of the Jalalghat suspension bridge were the major agendas of the discussion in the bilateral meeting. The tiger census is being carried out in Nepal on the 5th of December. The national event, to be led by the Department of National Parks and Wildlife Conservation, will be launched from the Chitwan National Park. 5 parks across the country currently serve as habitat for the endangered animal, which is tiger. The census will cover Chitwan, Bardia, Parsa, Suklapata and Banke National Parks and adjoining forest. The previous tiger census conducted in 2018 had put the number of adult tigers at 235 in Nepal. In the year 2010 Global Conference, Nepal had pledged to double the number of tigers from 121 to 250 by the year 2022. The government has started seeking solutions to the problems facing the workers going for foreign employment. Minister for Labour, Employment and Social Security, Krishna Kumar Shrestha, has started discussions with stakeholders in order to improve the labour sector. He held discussion with the returning Nepali workers yesterday to talk about such issues. On the occasion, Nepali migrant workers complained about anomalies in foreign employment sector, including cheating right from the beginning of the process of foreign employment until their return and not getting the service and facilities as determined by the government. They urged the government to pay attention to create opportunity of employment in the country and to rehabilitate the returnee workers. Returnee migrant workers said they have not received their salary while returning home after losing their job due to COVID-19 pandemic. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. The World Health Organization, WHO, has warned that the Omicron coronavirus variant possesses a high risk of infection surges around the globe. On Monday, the WHO said the variant could lead to severe consequences in some regions. The head of the organization, Dr. Tedros, renewed a call for a global push to get vaccines to poorer nations. The variant was detected in South Africa earlier this month with initial evidence suggesting it has a higher reinfection risk. South Africa has been praised for its prompt reporting of the variant. Speaking on Monday, Dr. Tedros said scientists around the world are working to discover if the new variant is associated with higher transmission risk of reinfection and how it reacts to vaccines. Meanwhile, US President Joe Biden has called the Omicron coronavirus variant a cause for concern but not a cause for panic, one day after it was detected in North America. Cases have been found in Canada, and his speech from the White House comes as US travel bans on 8 African countries takes effect. American President Biden also urged people to get a booster dose and to wear masks. Sweden's first female prime minister has been reappointed to the job after political turmoil forced her to resign within hours of taking the post last week. Sweden's MPs backed Social Democrat Party leader Magdalena Andersson by a narrow margin in a new vote on Monday. She will attempt to lead a one-party government until an election in September next year. She stood down as prime minister last Wednesday after her coalition collapsed. Just hours earlier, Andersson had been elected as Sweden's first female prime minister by a single vote in the parliament. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the forecasting division, the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy across the country. Kathmandu's weather report now, maximum temperature of 21.5 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 6.5 degrees Celsius. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Voting underway in CPN-EML's 10th General Convention for a new leadership. Nepali Congress revises voting and vote count schedule for the party's 14th General Convention. And World Health Organization warns of COVID-19's new variant Omicron's high infection risk. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Also, do check our English news portal at www.onlineradionepal.gov.np/English. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.